Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Before we get to all the news, and there is a lot, we have good news from our friends at Genucel, and that is that this 60% off deal that they've had through the holidays off of their most popular package has been extended for a week. One more week. You can get in if you've been thinking about trying it and you're like, self, I really want to try this, but do I really want to spend the money? And then you hear this message, which is that you can get 60% off their most popular package full of all the goodies for another week. This is your sign right here. This is it.
This is it. This is your sign. Yeah, it's awesome, you guys. I mean, I'm addicted to their XV cream. If I don't have it every single night, it's like
the fluff butter.
Right, the fluff butter technology, then I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying at this point. And you know what I gave? I gave everybody, all the women in my family, gave them stocking stuffers of the microdermabrasion.
Oh, yeah. That stuff is freaking amazing.
And they were all opening it up and going, oh my God, it smells so good. I'm like, yeah, just wait till you put it on your face. This is what I did with all the women. See, this is because I love everybody in my family. And so this is what I gave them as a stocking stuffer. That's what I did.
It's a good treat. And you guys, if you want to check it out, just go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks and use code chicks to get that 60% off. One more week. That's it. And then I don't even know what's going to happen. Like, I can't believe that they've extended it this long. But listen, just take advantage while you can.
Such a great deal, you guys.
For sure. Okay. We have got to mention the fact that there are still people losing their shit over my daily reminder of our live stream time posts that have the hilarious photos.
They're very mad. Uh-huh. And they get so mad about you putting up a funny photo of Ashley Judd that they start lashing out about people's appearances. I find that so interesting. Do you find that interesting?
Oh my God. My favorite is when they're like, this is so mean. When I've literally said nothing mean, I've just posted a hilarious photo and I've been like, good morning, we're going to be on at 7:30. And then everyone loses their absolute crap. And they're just like, this is so mean. And then the people that tell them you're being a triggered Karen, stop it. Then they're like, well, if that's your profile photo, you have no business talking. And they'll like start ripping on each other. And I'm like, do you see what you're doing? Well, I'm not being mean. I'm just posting funny photos over here.
First of all, the people who do that, when you go after people's appearances, when you just got mad about Mock putting up a picture of Ashley Judd's appearance, you're just as bad as the woman on the plane who's screaming at the guy for not wearing a mask when you're not wearing a mask. You're that person. First of all, you're that, you've become the woman on the plane. You've become that. Second of all, Mock keeps doing this because you guys keep getting upset. I've known her for a really long time. Okay. It's safe to say that I know exactly what she's like, and she's going to keep doing this. If you keep having this reaction, she's just going to keep doing
this. And I've even told them, like today, I'm telling everybody, I was like, you guys realize when you show your triggered soft side, that's when I do it even more. That is why I'm doing it. It's not because I even care about making fun of Ashley Judd for this long. It's because I'm so entertained by the triggered Karens.
So entertained. Because I get on every morning. She sends me this link, right, to get on, so we can talk to you every single morning. And we do a little prep and everything. So I get on, I log on, and I can see her right before she lets me into this, because we use a little program to do what we do, right? So I can see her happy little face every morning.
And sometimes I don't notice that she's there right
sometimes,
away.
Sometimes she's singing. Sometimes she's looking at videos. Sometimes she's just being Mock, right? This morning, her face, she was clearly looking at your reactions to the Ashley Judd thing.
Oh my God, it's been amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my, what are you, it's Ashley Judd. It's actually, you're looking at the Ashley Judd thing, right? She's like, I can't, like these people, I got to keep doing it for in perpetuity. She's going to,
forever.
She'll never stop until you stop. So stop.
I mean, that's the thing. If it were only people that were like laughing at the photos or like posting their own versions of the photos, I would lose interest pretty quickly. but it's the people who seem so genuinely offended by harmless, hilarious photos that I cannot get over. I cannot get over them.
It's like, you must be new here, or just you don't understand. I don't have a sense of humor. Get a sense of humor. Come on, people.
I mean, you guys, how have you not figured this out yet? Come on, do better. Don't make me keep posting them, you guys. And if you think I'm going to run out, you don't know me at all. You don't know me at all.
Right.
Okay. All right. We got to move on because we do have news. First of all, the big news is that the CDC has randomly and arbitrarily decided that if you have tested positive for COVID, you only have to quarantine now for 5 days rather than 10. Because science.
Science!
Yeah. And if you do an interview 6 feet apart, at the end of that interview, you can hug because the germs don't. Because science.
Very, very sciencey.
It's also scientific, you guys.
I can't. So a couple clips from Joe Biden yesterday, because he did one of those fake White House room stages. Remember, like where his little stage is? Did you see the one that he did last week where in the window behind him, he had cargo ships? Did you see that?
No.
Wait. Are you saying that it was at the White House?
Yes. That stage.
There were ships going by? You're saying
they weren't
ships?
Moving. It was just like his window behind him was just full of cargo, like of those containers. Right?
Okay.
Just containers on containers on containers.
Shipping containers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a shipping container in my yard. I have one of those. That's people in Texas get a lot. They use those for things. They use them. We have a carport made out of a shipping container. People use them to build tiny homes. I mean, they use them. They're great. They're fantastic. So he had those just in the window. Okay.
Right. And everyone on social media, people were like, why would anybody, if you're trying to make this realistic and like look like you're at the actual White House, which you are, but you just have this stage for some reason, why would you have that in the window,
like a green screened thing with containers in the back? It's very, very bizarre. Smoke and mirrors, you guys.
Oh my gosh, it's just insane. Well, and speaking of the smoke and mirrors, so yesterday, apparently he did not get the memo that he was not allowed to take questions from the press with respect to the meeting that he had with all of the governors, right? So this was a governor's meeting. It was like a COVID update meeting. So here's a clip of him offering to take questions and then being told that there will not be a question and answer period. And then you'll get to see the stage and the press being escorted out. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
The governors for their partnership, and I mean that sincerely. With that, I'm not going to turn it back over to Jeff, and I understand you guys may have some questions. Jeff?
Good. I think we're going to clear the press first.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
nice.
Why?
Oh my God. Everything is so completely like produced with this administration. It's crazy. It's
right?
Overly produced. God. It's so different than Trump. It's so incredibly different. Everything with the helicopter pressers, everything was so like impromptu with him. And Biden is so produced, everything.
And even when he's produced, he does it wrong, right? Like he messes up all the time.
All the time. All the time.
All
Sorry,
the time.
That was another Ashley Judd reference for you people who are all butthurt out there. Sorry.
Only the true OGs will know what that means.
You know who you are.
If you get that reference, then you are old school, man, and we love you.
Right.
Uh-huh. So here was the most interesting little tidbit to come out of that whole governor's meeting yesterday. And it is the fact that he said that
there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road. And that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
So it's up to the states, essentially, is what he said, right? Like he was basically like, hey, I the federal government has no solution here. It's all on you. And so what people dug up yesterday on social media is a tweet from Joe Biden from April 27th of 2020, where he said, "Testing is the springboard that we need to help get our economy safely up and running again. Trump could rapidly scale it up, but he hasn't. Instead, he's passed the blame and pushed sole responsibility to the governors. We've got to do better."
Right. Does this surprise you?
Nope.
There's so many things that he said that he would do about COVID that Trump was not doing, that he said he's going to do differently, that now he's doing all those same things, or he's not doing the things that he said he was going to do. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's a total hypocrite. I mean, he basically said he was going to wipe out COVID by now.
He said he was going to shut it down. I'm going to shut down the virus. Over and over, he said that. Over and over and over.
Yeah, there's a montage of that. I think we played it. We played it last week, right? Yeah, the shutting it down of COVID. Yeah, why isn't that being played all over the MSM? Oh, that's right. Because they're a propaganda machine for him, for the Democrat Party. That's right. That's what they do. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if Trump would have done that? Can you imagine? If he would have said, I'm going to shut it down. And he said that, I don't know, eight different times on eight different places. And then we had a montage of it. Can you imagine how often that would be played?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Like every night.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. Also want to mention, before we forget, our very, very, very good friends at MyPillow. They are still having, you guys, the 40% off of the Squeezy Kitten Fur Technology. That's the slippers. That's the moccasins. And then on top of that, it's 50% off of mattress toppers.
Good stuff, you guys. I'm going to need one of those. I'm going to need one of those for my daughter's room, a mattress topper for sure. Yeah,
I can't believe
fantastic.
She hasn't been screaming for it yet.
Yeah, we're going to need one. Well, all of us are sleeping on basically cots here. So it's fantastic. So great. As you can see here in the background, it's fantastic. So when we get into the house, we're going to have all sorts of MyPillow things.
It's going to be like a MyPillow explosion.
It's going to be that. Yeah. Even the dogs they're all going to get like new MyPillow things. I cannot wait. So it's going to be fantastic. So treat yourself, you guys. Get the MyPillow stuff. 40% off is awesome. And then 50% off the mattress toppers is a really great deal.
Mm-hmm. But you have to use code CHICKS at MyPillow.com/CHICKS. Do it right now. Okay. I saw this headline from the New York Times, and I just wanted to share it with you to see if you have the same reaction that I did. So the New York Times, this is, I guess, yesterday? Yeah, I think yesterday. The New York Times has a new article talking about Israel and the fact that Israel is considering that fourth vaccine, like the second booster, I guess.
Yeah.
The headline reads, "Israel considers fourth vaccine dose, but some experts say it's premature." And then the New York Times caption for that story reads as follows. "As Israel weighs whether to approve a fourth COVID vaccine dose, some scientists warn that too many shots might actually harm the body's ability to fight the coronavirus."
Oh, you think? You think maybe?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I read that and I was like, I literally felt like I had this vision where I was on the outside of a mental institution looking into the windows at all the politicians and the press. And I was thinking to myself, it's like we're watching all the people who call us crazy start to slowly realize that they're the crazy ones. That's what it feels like to me.
Right. Well, it's kind of like, you know, people will call you a conspiracy theorist. You're crazy. You're a lunatic. You're this, you're that. And then all the stuff starts coming true. And then you're like, well, yeah, this is the thing. I totally agree with you. It does feel like that. Yeah.
It's kind of incredible to watch it happen.
It is incredible. You and I were talking about that movie Look Up before we got on. Don't Look Up. Don't Look Up before we got on. And they make fun of everybody in this movie. You can't quite figure out what their stance is because everybody has a political agenda these days, right? If you guys have not seen that movie, was it on Amazon, Mom? I can't remember. My husband
put it on. It's
on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Right. It's a Netflix movie. And it's interesting because it draws you can tell it's about a comet wiping out planet Earth. And it's a comedy, but it's not. And they sort of make fun of everybody and everything. And if you get a chance, watch it. But they draw correlations. You can see the correlations between the comet and the vaccine and like the government being overbearing and not listening to, it's just really, it's an interesting, interesting movie if you watch it all the way through.
It's very interesting that the people who are in it, which include like liberal stalwarts like Meryl Streep and Jonah Hill, all these people, and Ariana Grande randomly is in it.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah.
Yeah. Like all the people that are in it, when you get done watching it, it's, you kind of think to yourself, I can't believe that they agreed to be in that. You know what I mean? Like you have to wonder if they knew what kind of message that they were sending.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, do they know? Do they know that like a lot of this is anti-government and like, it's like, do they know? Or it's, yeah, it was kind of crazy. Yeah. So if you get a chance, you should watch it. But it may, but it kind of reminds me of a lot of stuff that's going on now where people are just, they don't know who to trust, what to do. Everything is crazy. And so many people are looking at their government, their almighty government, and they're like, oh yes, I'm going to totally, you know, do exactly what you tell me to do. And then the government's like, oh, we screwed that up. So maybe you guys should do this instead, you know, do this. And this has happened continually over the past 2 years, you know, I mean, remember when Fauci told us masks don't work. And now it's, you know, where you have to wear masks. We're going to have to wear masks forever and ever. Amen. All the time on planes. You know, and you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do that. And it's like, it's constantly like it changes. And everybody looks to this one little troll man for what to do in their lives. I mean, I say everybody, a lot of people do. I don't, but a lot of people do. And so it's just very interesting how we've morphed as a society over the past 2 years.
Well, and it's definitely equal opportunity mockery, right? Like right. They go after, they make fun of everybody, but it's like, but still in the end, I feel like it looks worse. The government looks worse. People who are like all like into everything that the government tells them to do look worse.
Look worse. I feel like. I agree. I totally agree.
Kira's saying, but they made the crazy people the conservatives. I mean, that's true. But like, think of how that, well, I don't want to give anything away, but like, if you think about how it ended, really, because I feel like the craziest people were the ones
who trusted in government.
End. Yeah.
They were the ones who trusted in government. Right. So if you think, so that's why it was such a mind screw, because you're like, okay, well, if the craziest people, are the ones who believed in government, y'all are those people.
Yeah.
you can make conservatives out to be those people, but y'all are those people. So that's why it was such a crazy, the whole movie, I was like, but wait, that's not conservative. So
did you make sure to watch through to the very end, past the credits?
No.
Uh-uh. Then you missed two scenes then.
Ron's
really good at knowing that. Yeah. Like he's always like, I guarantee you there's going to be more. Just like, let's get through the credits. So you get through a little bit of the credits and there's another scene. And then at the very end of all of the credits, there's one final scene, which is hilarious.
We got to the scene where she got eaten, you know, but that was it.
There's two more scenes after that.
Okay. Well then great. We're giving too much away. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, if you watch it, it's called Don't Look Up, and make sure to go, like, do not stop when the credits start. Like, and even when you go through the first round of credits and then you see something else, keep going, keep going until literally Netflix makes you stop watching.
Okay. I'll have to go back and look at those. Yeah. I have to go back.
Okay. Well, I could show you a Fauci video of him basically saying that New Year's is canceled. Should I show that?
Yeah. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that evil little troll.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm sorry, but so the CDC comes out and is like, we're going to just change everything and make it so you only have to quarantine for 5 days, but also don't have New Year's. How does anyone take these clowns seriously at this
people
point?
Are wow. though. I mean, there are people that are actually looking at this guy going, okay, New Year's is canceled.
All right. Here he is.
I wonder, we are approaching New Year's Eve at the end of this week. A lot of people have got events and gatherings planned. And I know you said it's okay to be with friends and family if you're vaccinated and boosted. But what is your advice to people about larger settings for New Year's parties?
Caitlin, I would stay away from that. I mean, I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives, but when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating. You do not know the status of their vaccination. I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that. but not this year.
That's what they said last year.
Right, right. They've been saying that for 2 years. Or, you know, what you could do is just have everybody wear a sign that says, I'm vaccinated or I'm not vaccinated. And then you can stay 6 feet away. I mean, because that's science, right? You just stay away from those people because everybody needs to tell you what their medical status is now, right? So that would be kind of cool at a party. I'm vaccinated.
You guys, there is drama at The View. We have to talk about the drama.
So much drama.
Oh, my God. So apparently, this is according to Politico. Politico put out a whole story about how the hags that remain at The View, which, of course, includes Whoopi and Joy and Sunny, they are, you know, they're going through like this circuit of conservative guest hosts hoping to find their permanent fourth person. And they can't find anyone willing to stay because they are such hags.
No one wants to sit at their table. No one. Why would anybody, we've been talking about this for years. Why would anybody want to do that show? I mean, you have to be just a glutton for punishment. You have to be like a masochist to go on that show. Why would you want to do that day in and day out? And it would change you, you know, even if you were a nice person, a decent human being that a conservative woman that said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do this for a year. I'm going to do this just because I want to make a lot of money or I want to get exposure. Or I want to do whatever for my career. And I'm going to go on the show. It would just wreck you. You would age probably 20 years. You'd feel like crap about yourself every day. It'd be like getting a beating every day. What a horrible existence. I would never do it. There's no amount of money I would take to do that show. No amount of money. It's not
worth it. And they apparently have very strict requirements even around what they want that conservative co-host to look like. So apparently in January, who's the chick who's left? Alyssa Farah. I don't know if I could pick her out of a lineup. She's going to be back to do another round. Barry Weiss and Lisa Ling, neither of whom are actual conservatives, but who are not crazy leftists. They're going to try it out. But they're saying that the reason that the search for their permanent person has kind of stalled is because what they want is a Republican who is not a denier of the 2020 election, who does not embrace, although I don't know who embraces the January 6th riots. Find me a person who embraces that.
Yeah.
That's just so ridiculous. Or they don't want anybody that could be seen as too fringe or too MAGA. But they also want to alienate MAGA, right? So it's a very specific person that they're looking for.
They're never going to find that person, right? It's like finding Prince Charming. Give me a break. Yeah, I mean, God.
And they won't realize that the reason they're having such a hard time could perhaps be because they are so awful. Like they don't get it.
Yeah. At this point, they've gotten about 18, 20 divorces and they can't look in the mirror and realize that they've gotten all these divorces. You're Elizabeth Taylor. It's you, Elizabeth. It's you.
There is a common denominator here.
Yeah.
let's just own that.
it's the opposite of Matt Damon and Goodwin. It's your fault. It's your fault. Right?
Yes, it is their fault.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have another story. I have a couple actual other stories that I was going to get to, but we're running out of time, and I definitely want to make sure that we have time.
We can go a little over. It's okay.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'm going to tell you a story of a guideline that is actually real. This has been verified by all the fact checkers, okay? The IRS, in publication number 17, because you know how they have all their little publications.
Oh, yeah. And we read it. I mean, you read it. Don't you read it?
I've read the entire tax code.
Right.
You have it?
Oh, totally.
I mean, it's only like 10,000 pages. What? It's fine.
It's a big deal. No big deal. Right.
So there was a picture, a screenshot of a couple paragraphs from that particular publication that started going around social media. And then everyone was like, that cannot be real. Well, it's real. So we now have like straight news outlets that are saying, yeah, this is accidentally real. And what it says, and I am not making this up, okay? This is available on their website. There's a section in the IRS guidelines that talk about stolen property. And here is what it says. Quote, if you steal property, You must report its fair market value in your income in the year that you steal it, unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year.
Oh my God. I mean,
this is our government, you guys. What the hell?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? And then people are like, I'm going to take health advice from these people.
So this is you look it up. I promise you that this is real. And so what they're assuming is that thieves who have already broken the law by committing theft are then going to do the right thing and report what they stole as income.
I got to document this. I got to find the right documents and fill them out and send them into the IRS. I got to, hey, Joe, let's document this. We got to turn this in.
I mean, I can't. Like, I don't understand how to process this level of dumb.
It's beyond dumb. Right. And again, like half the country looks to these morons for like everything. They're like, they're going to save us. They're going to save us from everything. They're going to pay for everything. They're going to save us. They know exactly. They're here to save us. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Anyway, that happened. You guys, tomorrow, I think we're going to be doing 8 a.m. Eastern. Obviously, I will be posting a photo in the morning to remind everyone.
Of course you will be. Of course you will
be. So you're getting warned now.
The drama to ensue. Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm telling you, the very first day that there's no drama will be when this stops. The first day that there's no drama will be when that stops.
Uh-huh. It's like, you got to be that person. Thanks a lot. That person who starts the drama. There's always somebody with no sense of humor. Always somebody. Okay. So 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central is tomorrow's show. Okay. That is tomorrow's show. Wednesday, hump day. Now today we're doing an episode of our deep dive.
It's going to be about dogs.
Is it about dogs?
A little bit of dogs. Some dogs. There's going to be dogs and some other
things.
There's
going to be dogs. Okay. Because you never know. Sometimes we change the subject on that.
That's true.
So, okay. You guys, bring it in. Everybody, bring it in. Have a fantastic day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.